I began searching for Cache Lake in high school. I found this book in the school library titled Cache Lake Country, and I can't forget how it had an immediate impact on me. Written by John J. Rowlands, it's the story of a timber cruiser who traveled the Canoe Country wilderness nearly a century ago. He found, as he wrote, peace and contentment, the lake of his boyhood dreams, where he was to build a cabin and share adventures with two nearby friends. These friends were Hank and Chief Tibiash, a Cree chief around 70 years of age. Hank was the artist Henry Kane, who illustrated the book. His sketches border the book's pages and include full-page ink drawings. I think one reason this book captivated me was that these three grown men had interests like mine. I was a curious teenager with a developing love and excitement for nature, and in this book I saw that people far beyond my age could share my interests. I didn't see these things in family members or any other adult I knew. The book chronicles a calendar year on Cache Lake, month by month, and it includes illustrations and descriptions on how to make your own gear, including moccasins, a toboggan, a rabbit fur sleeping robe, and many other useful and some frivolous things. There are lessons on animal tracking, winter camping, canoeing, and stories of the North Woods. Chief Tibiash was full of wisdom and wilderness know-how. He reminds me of a Canada Film Board documentary I saw years ago about an older Cree man who was filmed making a birch bark canoe. His knowledge, handed down through generations, was taught to him when he was young, and he constructed a canoe with artistry and grace. I think of Chief Tibiash in that light, someone who feels more at home in the wilderness, able to live off the land without destroying it, and with efficiency and skill make whatever object he might need to survive and thrive. He possessed a quiet humility, willing to teach what he knew to anyone who simply asked, and I was looking for such a teacher. As a teenager, I acquired an old beat-up canoe, found where I could buy a fine ash paddle from Maine, purchased a Duluth pack and all the items I would need to travel the canoe country. As instructed in the book, I made those moccasins, built a canvas and wood canoe carrier, and hand-sewed ditty bags for my food supply. I practiced making bannock, following the book's recipe. No one I knew had an interest in such things. So in a way, John Rowlands and Chief Tibiash became my guides to a life in the woods. I knew I had to visit Cache Lake, but I had no idea where it was. But there were clues, and I made a list of these. It was in the Snow Goose Lake country, up the Manitou-Pipaji River, and near Wabin Lake. I ordered what Canadian maps I could afford and examined them in detail. In those pre-internet days, it was not an easy task, and I wasn't having much success. In the meantime, I took my canoe on adventures near home. I decided to write letters to John Rowlands and Henry Kane, in care of the publisher of Cache Lake Country, hoping that my letters would be forwarded to them. After several weeks, I received a letter from John Rowlands' daughter, Hope, and then another from Mrs. Kane. I learned that both men had recently died, and I was gently told by both women that Cache Lake was not a real place, but it was a fictional work based on experiences both men had in the North Woods. It represented an idealized place, a cabin in the woods on the perfect lake. As John Rowlands noted, it was protected by distance, mile after forgotten mile of woods and water, still clean and clear and safe from civilization. Later, I found that Rowlands met Cain when both worked at MIT, and they took wilderness canoe trips together in northern Ontario. Chief Tibiash was a real person, a Cree chief whom Rowlands had befriended when he indeed worked as a timber cruiser in northern Ontario. The book is dedicated to Chief Tibiash, and the feelings between Rowlands and Tibiash appear to have been mutual, as Chief Tibiash apparently wanted to adopt Rowlands. But Rowlands left the canoe country for a professional life in New England. Perhaps Cache Lake Country, written later in his life as his wilderness travels were coming to an end, is a reflection on what his life could have been had he stayed in the canoe country with Chief Tibiash. In the midst of winter, my thoughts frequently drift off to the warmth of a sublime summer evening, floating along in a canoe on a quiet wilderness lake, or on the small sand beach of an island campsite I know. We live in a world of noise, of instant information and communication. It seems we're more likely to discuss something that occurred halfway around the world instead of a little life episode that happened right in our own woods. To me, the neighbor's backyard story of seeing a northern shrike holds more interest. The further off a road I travel, the happier I feel, and I find myself still searching for Cache Lake, for a simple life in the woods. But as John Rowlands wrote, there's no easy trail to Cache Lake.